Most of us eat every day, some of us too much, because yesterday's food is not enough to supply energy for today's needs. Why then do some of us expect yesterday's portion of heavenly manna, the Word of God, to keep us through today's challenges? On this program, we are going to change all of that. Let's experience God's words today and receive the power we need to live healthy, vibrant lives. Welcome to Your Daily Portion with your host, author, speaker, L. David Harris.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. It is Thursday, September 22, 2022. Hello, my name is L. David Harris. I am your host, and this is Your Daily Portion, where we give you God's Word every single day. And today is no exception. We are continuing in our lesson study series for the last couple of days in the Crucible with Christ. Our caption for today is The Suffering God. The Suffering God. I'll get into that concept in just a moment, but first, I'd like to say welcome to you and to say thank you for all that you have done in running with me for the last 13 weeks and more, just talking about this particular series. And I hope you'll stick around for the next one. We'll just announce it tomorrow so you'll know what we're getting into. And then by God's grace, we will run for another 13-week series of discussions in God's Holy Word. I'd like for you to please join the Your Daily Portion online community at yourdailyportion.com. Click that join button, the support button, and you can scroll all the way down to the bottom. And if you need assistance in some area of your life where you could use a mentor or a life coach, then you can see that those services are also available. Okay, yourdailyportion.com. Let's go ahead and pray, and then we will get underway. Father in heaven, thank you for giving us the opportunity to open up your word again and to see how you are always with your people. Help us to live like we know. We have the awareness and appreciation of your presence. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen again. The Suffering God. Now, yesterday, I hope I did not confuse anyone with my preamble, but let me just say, if it was fairly clear, I want also for people who are coming on today to go back to yesterday and listen to the first about 4 minutes and hear what I say about God and Jesus Christ and that whole relation, okay? So when we say today, the suffering God, we're really talking about how God is with us in the crucible, especially in the person and work of Jesus Christ, okay? And so I don't want to give the impression that God is a human being. God our Father is a human being. Nor do I want to give an impression of anything that is not biblical concerning Jesus Christ. But I will say that since Jesus chose to take on human form, in his humanity, he paved the way. He paved the way in all things needful for us, especially in the matter of suffering and also overcoming sin in every way so that we would not have to succumb to temptation. Okay, so we'll get into that by first starting with a few verses that just kind of string some interesting thoughts together that get us started for our conversation. Okay, so in Acts chapter 14 and verse 21, the Bible reads, "And when they had preached the gospel to that city and had taught many, they returned again to Lystra and to Iconium and to Antioch." I'm going to verse 22. Let me go back to verse 22, 14 and verse 22. I lost it here. And the Bible reads, "Confirming the souls of the disciples and exhorting them to continue in the faith." God wants us to continue in the faith as well. "And that we must, through much tribulation," that's not a word that we would normally embrace, but it's our reality. If we are children of God, we will encounter tribulation, enter into the kingdom of God. So I want you to note that Jesus gave us his victory. He went through greater trials, greater tribulations than any of us will ever go through. And yet at the same time, we indeed will go through. Why? Because the devil hates us. The devil hated God. The devil hated Jesus Christ, the Son of God and God the Son. He hates all things holy. And yet God was in Christ Jesus, reconciling the world unto himself so that we could have victory over that devil who hates us and hates God so much. We'll come back to that in a moment. Philippians chapter 1 and verse 29, the Bible reads, "For unto you is given in the behalf of Christ, not only to believe on him, but guess what else?" Here's Paul speaking, also to suffer for his sake. Interesting. One more. It's a promise. It's a promise you will seldom or if ever read in a personal promise book from 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 12. And the Bible reads, "Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution." Yes, not might, not could, but shall suffer persecution. All that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. And so when Jesus talks about that, he doesn't talk about it in a way that is supposed to frighten us or to make us feel like, oh no, how am I going to come into a relationship with God if all he's promising me is dark and dismal? Well, can I just say that humanity goes through trials and tribulations anyway? Everyone, even people who don't love God. But those who choose to hate love, choose not to submit to God's will, choose not to humble themselves, those individuals are going to experience that on earth and then go to separation from God and not experience the blessing of eternal life. And so which would you rather? Would you rather go through persecution with the assistance of God and then on the other side experience eternal life, experience heaven for 1,000 years and then the earth made new forever and ever where there will be no more sin or sickness or pain or crying? Yes, well, I hope you chose B. Jesus said here in John chapter 10, beginning at verse 27, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them." So Jesus is identifying with us. He is communicating with us, and we are to hear from him. "And they follow me, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father, which gave them me, is greater than I, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand." Wait a minute, I thought he just said that no one will be able to separate us from Jesus and get us outside of his care. Of course, we can choose to get ourselves out. We can choose to run away from him and not be caught or found if we are stubborn and proud. But Jesus said, nobody can get them out of my hand. But then he said, no one can get us or them out of his Father's hand. They are working together. They are equal. They are working together for the blessing and benefit of people who will choose to serve him. He said, "I and my Father are one." I want to paint an extreme contrast from the book of Romans chapter 6 and verse 13. "For the wages of sin is death, but..." So the "but" cancels what comes before it, okay? So the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is what? Eternal life through Christ Jesus our Lord. So if on this side of the "but," the conjunction "but" in the sentence, it's the gift of God and eternal life, what are the wages of sin? The wages of sin are eternal death and a rejection of the gift of God. So why would we reject the gift of God? Jesus is here to give us all we need to overcome all things sinful, all things that are the way planet Earth is today, that decays and breaks down and destroys. He wants to elevate us if we will just humble ourselves. We choose eternal life. Can we just say that? Go ahead and type it in the chat. If you choose eternal life with God, go ahead and just type yes. I choose eternal life, or just yes. I choose with you, brothers and sisters, eternal life. Jesus suffered so that we can be victorious after we suffer. Have a wonderful day. Peace.
Thanks for joining us, listening friends. Always remember, we cannot live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. This has been your daily portion with L. David Harris. Make it a great day.